Sorry about that. I really shouldn't be doing this in a professional review. I've been meaning to do this for a while. My name's Rachel Keat. I'm from Melbourne, Australia. I'm using an iPhone S. I've got my second guide dog here. She's 3. And everyone reviews all sorts of technology, but no one actually reviews guide dogs. So here I am to review how to use a guide dog. Okay, like I say, I'm using Guide Dog 2 version 2.0. This one's name is Joy. My first guide dog was Hartley. She retired. Some dogs have to retire when they get old, just so you know. We are going to be putting her harness on. Now, the harness is what you use to work the dog. It's got a handle attached. You pick up the handle and you walk with the dog on your left. And the dog has to be a little slight bit ahead of you. Now, you can't just download a dog like you can with normal technology, which is usually reviewed. You have to actually be assessed for a guide dog from your local guide dog school, or maybe not so much your local guide dog school if you don't like your local guide dog school. Okay, so here I'm going to put her leash on. The leash still has to be put on because you have to put your fingers through the loop of the leash while you're holding the handle. That way you can give the dog corrections and anything like that if the dog sort of misbehaves en route. Okay, so I'm about to do this now. Joy, come on. Come on, baby. And sometimes if you are nice to them and let them know you love them, they'll appreciate that a lot. Because, let's face it, you get attached to these guide dogs and, you know, they become, well, more than a pet, really. They become a part of you, right? Right. Good. I'm glad we're on the same page. Okay. And where's my phone? Ooh. Okay. I hope you heard all that. Okay. Now, as not a part of this review, I am going to put my bag on my back because I'm actually heading off into a real life work situation.